Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 672. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Always, I'll say we've pretty much 99% of the time record in the morning. Very few of we ever record in the afternoon, so it's always a good morning. Sun is bright in your office today.
Yeah, but it's deceiving because it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
It is shining through, though. Because it's wintertime, I have like a tree line right here.
Right.
So in the summer, this can't happen, but because there's no leaves on the tree, it's just perfect to beam right in here.
Mm-hmm.
If I sit just right, it doesn't hit my face, but if I lean back, it'll right here.
Yeah.
It just lights up the whole face. But right here, it's not so bad, but it throws my peripherals off really bad.
Right.
Because it's like heaven's over here. When I'm trying to look forward to you, all I can see is like a glow.
Because your shirt almost like your shirt gets blended out.
You can't really look like I'm shirtless.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You have a filter on. It's only showing your head.
Oh yeah. It looks like I'm floating because it's glowing so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I have what I would call like a bright baby blue, like maybe like a robin's egg blue shirt on. See how crazy it is when it changes? Yeah. Like now you can see that it's blue, but I go down and it's floating head again. I see what you're talking about. It almost looks like my shirt's cell shaded. Like how you can see like the armpit here.
Right.
It almost looks like I have an animated body. It's too bad you guys can't see any of that.
I know.
It does look good. It's I don't know, like what, 30 degrees outside?
Yeah, something like that.
32 is what my wall smart Echo says. That's too cold. It was like 2 days ago, it was like 70 degrees.
Mm-hmm. That's gonna be back into the cold hell. The one day I was walking around with no jacket on. I was like, man, this is nice.
Mm-hmm. I think it's supposed to snow this week coming up.
See?
There's some precipitation on the horizon.
We had 2 days where we had a light snow. It snowed just very little. Like a little, not even a dusting, just, hey, you can tell there were some snowflakes.
I'm not a winter guy. And I know everywhere I keep going, people are like, I just love at least one, two good snows this year. Like, I'm not that guy.
I'm that guy. I want one good day. Just, I'm going to walk outside, see snow everywhere, shut down. We just stay inside. Then next day, all gone.
There is no, like, shut down. Like, I have to work. I think that's why I don't want it.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't do me any good at all. So, I just don't snow. All it's going to do is delay everything we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want the snow. I don't want the frigid. I hate being cold. I wear layers, then I get in the truck, and then I'm hot. And I'm trying to get my jacket off while I'm driving. Then I get somewhere, and I'm freezing cold. And I'm trying to get the jacket back on. And in my vehicle, my work vehicle, it is either, there's two settings. I can turn it on hail, or I can turn it on snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to either be hot or cold. So, you know, I've got a jacket on. I'm trying to turn the air on in the truck because I'm too hot. And then snowflakes are coming down in there. I've got to turn that back off. I'm trying to get the jacket on. Then I'm cold. Then I turn the heat on. Then I'm sweating. It's uncomfortable.
Now, when you take the jacket off, do you just take it off and leave the jacket behind you? Or do you actually move it?
It has to come all the way off. Yeah, it has to come all the way off. I can't have it wedged behind my back like a psychopath. I wish that I was carefree enough that I could just take the arms out and let that thing just be behind me, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'll flip the truck over trying to get it out from behind my back. You got your seatbelt on. You're trying to take your seatbelt off so you can get it off. The car's beeping at you. It's just a situation. But you can't take it off when you first walk out there because you're still cold.
Right.
You got to get in the truck, start driving, and wait till it's really inconvenient to decide you don't want it on.
God, it's too hot in here. I need to take my jacket off.
Yeah. And then I'm too cold. Then I turn the heat on. Then I'm sweating. And then I get out and I'm like wet. It's just not good. Winter sucks.
Yeah, we went when we went to Virginia, it snowed like for while we're there. So we're leaving. It was like 13 degrees or something. It was like super, super cold. Had gloves on, hat on, jacket. And we get to Bristol. So she lives in Virginia. We get to Bristol, Tennessee. It starts warming up. We get to Knoxville. We stop. We walk outside and I have all the stuff off. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's warm. We could take all this stuff off. It was like 50 degrees in Knoxville.
It's weird that it can change like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are far apart, but not like that far apart.
Yeah, they're like 3.5 hours away.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not so far off that you think you should wear different things.
Then we got back to Clarksville. It was raining, but it was still like in the 50s, 60s.
Yeah. It's always weird to me when it's like you can wear shorts and a t-shirt here. And I mean, I just understand that's how climate works, but then like a state away, they have snow.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what is going on? Like you have one buffer in between you and snow and you're like wearing shorts.
Where my friend lives in Louisville. I mean, they'll get snow every now and then. He's like, hey, do you get snow? I'm like, nope, it's 60 degrees. Like, man, we got snow. I'm like, what the?
I want everybody to know that I say Louisville. Not the way Gerald says it.
Louisville. Louis.
That's only the bat. Louisville Slugger. Everything else is Louisville.
Louisville.
You've been here too long. You've been here too long to say like you're from somewhere else.
Say a lot of words wrong.
It's not wrong. It is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It is how some people say it. But when you say it to the people who live there, do they not correct you?
No.
That's weird too.
Because mm-hmm.
they know in their heart you're not saying it the right way.
Yeah, like we went to Virginia Beach and we were talking about Norfolk. And now we're saying Norfolk. And that's what I said. Like, oh, they say it a different way because they're there.
How do they say it?
Norfolk. I can't.
Norfolk. Norfolk. You're just like really pronouncing it.
Yeah.
See, I don't know how you say that because I don't live there. That's why it's unacceptable that you say Louisville because you live here. Mm-hmm. This is one you should get right. It's your area.
Right.
You're not in Kentucky, so maybe you can get a pass. There's weird ones too. There's I think we've talked about it before, but there's a Santa Fe.
Yeah.
But it's Santa Fe, but in the Tennessee one, it is Santa Fe. I have a major problem with it, but I do understand that's how you say it. And then Erin, Tennessee is one that's weird too around here where they say Erin.
Mm-hmm.
And they will correct you. People from Erin will correct you quicker than anyone I've ever met on how you say their name.
Right.
But on paper, it is Erin, Tennessee.
You have a word you say wrong? You may have said
I have tons of words I say wrong.
There's one I catch myself all the time. The way I say pillow is I say it wrong all the time.
Pillow?
Yeah, how pillow. I say a pillow.
Pillow. Oh, pillow. Yeah, I'm sure there's dozens of things I say wrong. Now, I'll tell you, I don't know what I say wrong, which is a problem all on its own.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure there's tons of things I say wrong.
Like the people who, like my mom, she cannot say breakfast. It's breakfast.
Oh, breakfast.
Breakfast.
And
then she adds an S on everything. So it's like, oh, did you go to Kroger's? Did you go to Walmart's?
I despise that. Yeah, I despise that. I've been told that I say greasy funny. Because it's greasy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were...
And I say greasy. I think that's just Southern, though. I think that's more of an accent than the way... I don't know. I'm sure there's tons of things that I say funny. I don't know it, though.
For people who can't say the H, like in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Houston.
It's Houston.
Now, I will say, friend of the show, Marshall 205, says all kinds of things incorrectly. He pronounces words just however he feels like that day. Sometimes I call him out. Sometimes I let it go. I try to decide if I need to be that guy or not. And I'll tell you that you're talking about S's. Legos drives me bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And I still say it sometimes too, but I try real hard not to. And I try to always correct him when he says Legos. That it's just Lego.
Right.
There's no plural to Lego.
Right.
It's one Lego or it's all the Lego.
Right. So like when people ask me like, oh, what'd you get for Christmas? I got a bunch of Legos. They know I got more than one set.
But that's incorrect though.
That is incorrect. But they know that. But if I say, oh, I got Legos. Like, oh, what set did you get? No, I got a bunch of.
Yeah. Yes. And I use it wrong also because you want to make sure you're talking about more than two, more than one, mm-hmm. but it is wrong.
Right.
But I really hate it when you're like, I got some Legos and you're talking about one set. It's like unacceptable.
Right. What is it? Duck is it goose? Geese? No.
Geese. Goose geese.
Goose geese. But then there's another one like, oh, deer. Oh, I saw deers. No, you saw deer.
Yeah. You saw deer. Yeah, Lego, you got to get it right. And it's a Lego brick. And I hear Lego blocks all the time. Not a block. It's a brick. It's a piece of recycled plastic, but we call it a brick. There is a I've been so I finally you're not gonna like this. I have, the keeping the boxes for Lego is a situation. Like they're everywhere. You put a set together, you have the box. I've collected things my whole life. I understand how much value is in the box. But it's a real problem to keep boxes for everything. You either put them in a space where they get ruined, or you have to take up so much space to keep them in a place where they won't get ruined that it's like two collections. You're collecting the thing and the box. And I've been struggling with this for a while. And friend of the show, Matt said, I flatten my boxes. And I'm like, it feels wrong to already have to open the box on one side, but to have to open it on two sides feels even worse.
But that's the preferred way that they storm.
So I did it and it was painful. The other thing that I did, which is looking back, the wind is a whipping outside. The other thing I did, which is horrible, is when I build a set, if I'm in bag one, I take all the extra pieces from bag one and I put them in bag one, fold it up, and I keep the bags. That doesn't sound bad, except for when you're flattening the boxes, all the bags have to go. And I put all the extra pieces in one big storage container. And I have to pull out every freaking bag because I didn't put them all in one place in each set. So if there's six bags, there's six bags I have to get out that all have like one piece each in them. And I shove like the little bags that are inside there. That's where I put the piece. And then I put the little bag in the bag it came in. So you can't just like turn it over. I have to like disassemble everything.
With me, my extra piece, I just put it all together and put it in my extra piece.
Yeah, that's the way non-psychopaths would do it. But I didn't do it that way until like maybe the last 10 sets I put together were that way. But everything before that is separated by the bag that it came in. So it's horrible. I had one of those. It's like a four brick, the big oversized four brick in pink that slides, like the top slides on and off of it,
Yeah,
the
there's like
storage box.
my red one right there.
So it's like the four, but it's pink. That's what I put all my extra pieces in. And I have a couple old sets that don't mean anything to me that were the cheap, $10 or less sets. I took them apart and put them in there, and I know that that probably hurts people's feelings too. I kept the box, I kept the instruction manual. I just took the pieces and threw them in the bin because the set has no value, and I'm going to keep the minifig out of it regardless. So I had like a $10 Indiana Jones set that came with Indy and a bad dude on a motorcycle, a
You
little
wanted
toll
Indy.
booth. Yeah, I kept Indy, put him in the box. I kept the dude on the motorcycle, and then I just took all the pieces apart and put it in the box. Doesn't matter. Not ever going to put that set up anywhere. So I did some of that, which was a little painful on me. And then going through, throw I threw all the bags away. I kept all the instruction booklets. They are in the tote with the box, with the instruction booklet. And I'm going to type out a piece of paper that I can put on top that shows what box and what instruction manuals are in there, so that you could easily open it. And if you're gonna sell a set, you could go get it. Now, I will say, I found a knife that is perfect. It's serrated. I slip it in there, run it across, pull the sides up by hand. They pop right up. It's not doing any more damage than like the box is open clean.
It's not
If you
torn.
wanted to, you could glue those boxes back together and never know they were open. So, but it was hard for me. I believe preserving the box in the best condition possible is how you really drive up that price.
So when just for instance for me, like the bigger sets for the Christmas sets, I put them in baggies, put them in a box, and then I take the smaller Christmas set boxes and put them inside that box.
I had some of that.
Or
I had
store
some of
because
that going
it's
on.
easier to store, and I could put if they're open.
I think I told you when I did it that I bought the little downhill soapbox racer thing. And whenever you set up your city, I was going to bring it over and put it on there because I love the soapbox racer, but I don't really have city stuff. But when I opened that box, I had put the two little sets of the other cars that they sold separately. I had put those boxes in that box. I was like, that's nice planning. But then I took everything apart. And then it's like you get to the like poly bags. What do you do with a poly bag? Do you keep the bag?
I don't.
You know, or do you throw it away?
The ones I've opened.
Are poly. Yeah, the ones that are open. You know, it's a little tough to say what you should do.
Now the Christmas ones I kept.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot to go through everything. I will tell you, I had three giant stacks of Lego boxes, and it condensed down to one bin, like one small bin. Now I have four or five boxes that won't fit in there.
Yeah,
that are larger, so I'm gonna have to upgrade to a bigger bin, and I'll just move everything over to one. But all the sets I put together in the last like 4 years fit in one bin, which is pretty insane.
Yeah.
So it is, as far as like space saving, it is the way to go. I think I still, like, my brain is still working through the emotional toll of just cutting that box all up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's okay. I'm working through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I follow a guy on YouTube, and he's a massive collector. He's trying to get every single set. He's got almost 9,000 sets. And he throws his boxes away. And he's like, I know you guys can get onto me, but I just throw the boxes away. I keep it. I don't need the instructions anymore because you can get the instructions online. So I get rid of the instructions.
That's insane too. Throwing the books away is insane.
And they're just like, what are you doing? And people are like, sell the boxes. Yeah, people will buy your box because they're looking for a box. If they go somewhere and they buy a damaged box and they want a good edition box.
Howard throws his boxes away and his instructions away.
Crazy.
He might not throw his instructions. I know he throws his boxes though. He says I don't need them. Like, I put it together already. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
If you go to
keep
move,
my fun hole boxes too.
Yeah, I keep it. As an adult, I've kept them all. When I was a kid, I wish I would have kept them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I couldn't tell you the last time I just opened a box and tossed, like to a collectible, and just tossed the box. It just doesn't happen because it feels so wrong to just throw away part of what makes it. I mean, you know as well as I do that I've seen boxes sell for more than the actual item for people that don't keep boxes.
Yeah, I found these
and
two.
Are trying to complete. Oh, yeah. They hold the minifigs. Where do you get them?
Comes with him.
Oh, I love him. Where'd you get those at?
From the Lego store a long, long time ago.
They're cool.
I was working in Nashville. I've showed you this one before, but.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the apron. Yep. That's cute. Friend of the Chef Marshall 205 just ordered some display cases for the minifigs from Amazon, and they look pretty good. They're obviously not Lego branded,
mm-hmm.
but they look pretty good, and they hold like, I don't know, like 60 a piece or something. They're kind of appealing.
I should have said, if I was the one who was leaning me to figure, I saw someone in Hopkinsville that was selling the big Lego cases, and they were selling for like $5 and $10 a piece.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get some more of the flip-down ones, I think. Though I have the same ones you have.
Hmm.
The problem is that those hold 12 a piece, right?
Yeah.
Is that what they hold?
Yeah, they're supposed to hold the series.
Series. So that's the problem. It's like I'd like to get them, put the whole series in each one.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, I got to get more of them. So I don't know. Since we're already talking about it, I bought all of the animals.
Yeah.
So the new series, I have the complete set of those already. I went back with your help and got all of the series before F1, I think it was. The one that has the girl with the squishmallows, whatever that mm-hmm. series is. I found all but one of them, and you had the one I didn't have. And then I bought a few extras from you that you had. But one thing that was cool when I was cleaning out my boxes, I had shoved all the papers for the minifigures, the little posters.
Yeah.
From the different ones I had, I'd put them all in a box. So I have like 9 or 10 of those little posters. And so I've been looking through them, trying to decide what I just absolutely need. you know, there's obviously a cost with having to go buy them, you know, retroactively, but some of them I really want. I'm not so worried about trying to go back and complete all the sets. I think it would just cost too much and mm-hmm. take too much time and effort. And honestly, it's not that big of a deal, but I'm going to make a really big effort going forward to get all the new series. This was like too easy this time, and they seem to be more accessible this time.
Yeah.
But it was just like too easy. I went to Walmart. Somebody had already raided the boxes and left like one of everything. So I just bought all they had and then went back to Walmart like 2 days later, and they just had all the rest there that I needed.
They were saying online, where I was reading online, that Lego's not going to put like crazy exclusives in there no more, because they don't want the people, the resellers are going to make it, and they're going to have way more out there in the wild.
Now let me say this. I got all but three. It was everyone they had left. I took the box and everything with me. Someone had gone through and probably picked out what they wanted, and they just left whatever was left. And it was one of everything, no duplicates. And then when I went back to get it, I scanned the entire box. They had a fresh case. It wasn't missing even one of them. I scanned the entire box, and there was only one Dalmatian in the whole box. So I'm not saying there's a rare one, but I'm saying that box only had one Dalmatian in it. It had multiples of every other animal in there, but there was only one Dalmatian.
You tempted to get the Dalmatian just because of
I
that?
needed it.
Oh, okay, you got so.
Yeah, I needed it. So that's why I scanned the whole box. I was trying to find it, and I got down to the bottom. So I needed the crocodile, the frog, and the Dalmatian. And when I got down to the bottom, I was like, I'm not, there's like nothing that I need in this. So I scanned the whole top section, and there's nothing I need in there. You know, and I don't know if you have this, but when I'm scanning the boxes, I feel a little bit weird.
Yeah, because you're looking around, watching people are look.
You look sketchy as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking right, left, behind over your shoulder. You're in the kids section of the store. You have your phone out. You just look like you're up to no good.
Yeah.
And you're like having to stack them somewhere else. Like it just looks like you're stealing shit. And then to scan a full case of 20, like 26, like you can scan two or three at a time, but it still takes a while.
Yeah, you're still getting 5 minutes there, just standing there.
Yeah. So you're just standing there. You feel weird. There's like kids trying to shop around you. You know, they're trying to get a Bluey set, and they're like this grown ass man over here scanning these little boxes. Like looking over my shoulder. I don't know how to not look over my shoulder. So I scan the whole top row. There's nothing I need. And I start scanning. I get like halfway through the first row on the bottom, and I find two crocodiles. So I get one of the crocodiles, and then I scan the rest of that row, nothing in it. And the beginning of the other one has like three frogs right off the rip, back to back to back. So I was like, cool. And then I scan, I get all the way down to the last three, and I don't have this Dalmatian. And I'm like, what is going on? So I hold the last three up at once, and there's just a one. It's like some random stuff, and then just the one Dalmatian. So I thought that was, you know, in my mind, my first thought was that must be the rare one, but maybe there isn't a rare one. Maybe this case just only happened to have one in it.
Now the six case, the one you got six of them, did you open those and go through those?
I got it. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, asked if he could buy it from me, so I didn't open it.
Okay. I was gonna have you
It's
see
just
if you
it's
scan
sealed.
those. So when you scan
Also,
them,
I've never, go ahead.
I know you got it.
I've never bought a six box before. It's tiny. Like it's little, little.
My Spider-Man ones are in the two boxes I have
Yeah,
of the
it's
full collection.
little. So I didn't even open them. He said he wanted to buy them, so I was like, I'll just let you have the full case. And see, he's done the smart thing and he hasn't bought any yet. So he should be good to go with whatever he gets.
Yeah, he's half down.
Yeah, and then he's just gonna fill in the gaps, I think is his plan.
Let's say, so when you scan, do you just take like three of them and just go down?
I just hold three of them in front of the camera.
Okay, yeah, because I stack mine up on the shelf and then I just take my
Oh
camera
yeah.
and just go down and then
It's probably
pull
a
the
better way to
ones.
do it than how I do it. I just kind of grab two or three at a time and hold them up.
Before, you should just grab one at a time. And then I saw a picture and someone had like their phone and showed like they were scanning three of them. I'm like, well, damn, I can do it at a time. I just stacked them, I was like, oh, I can get them all.
Now, and then one thing I've started doing is when I scan it and I know I'm going to buy it, you know, I separate it into a pile, like buy, not buy. As soon as I know I'm going to buy it, I go ahead and hit the plus one on it and add it like as if I've already bought it on the
Yeah.
app. That way, when I start, like as I'm scanning through, when the one pops up, I know I don't need that one. And so like with those animals, when I was scanning them, I like plus one on everything and then realized there's no duplicates. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, just, it's easy to see the three I need now.
Yeah.
But I didn't intend on getting them all in 4 days. It just worked out where I could. And honestly, now I don't have any stress for them. I put them all together. They're all great. And it's nice to not worry about it. And who knows? I may even get there's a few that I may get duplicates of.
Yeah.
You know, when I think about using them for my Lumi bricks, there's still a part of me that's like, well, they still go in the case though. Like they still go in with a full set, but I may want to put one of these with a Lumi brake set.
Yeah.
So, you know, just making sure that I'm thinking about those things. And the next one I'm going to get is I decided to get the F1 cars, even though I'm not an F1 guy.
Yeah.
And so I now have, Lego has the set of six of those on sale for $17. Down from $30. So I bought a case of six of those. Of course, I'd already had two, and wouldn't you know, I got those two in that set of six. So I still only have a total of six. So I have half of those to get still. I'm going to get them and put them together. And the reason I decided to get them is they come with a helmet that is like minifig compatible.
Yeah.
So in the F1 set, it just slides over a white head that doesn't have a face on it, but it would go over any minifig. So basically I'm just trying to collect the 12 helmets is what I'm after.
Nice.
Yep.
So did you buy anything besides just that? Did you buy anything gaming wise?
I got, no, I just bought those. I bought a couple other sets, just small stuff that I've been putting together. Nothing major. I did order the F1 set from the movie. I'll tell you, Lego is strange. Like, you know, they back ordered that for me.
Oh, the rest of the Brad Pitt or the new one?
The Brad Pitt.
Okay.
The one from the movie. The F1. It's the Speed Champion set. I just want Tiny Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy from the movie, JP. I'd like to have those two.
Your thumbs up, Shota.
Yeah. So I ordered those. They back order it. Every store I've been to has had them.
Mm-hmm.
But mine's on back order. But it's like to get the points, I got to buy it from Lego.
Right. That's why I hate
this.
This
is like this messy situation. Just like if you buy all the minifigs, it's a fair amount of money to buy them all.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't buy them from Lego because you don't know what you're going to get.
Right. Unless you go into the store and you're just standing there scanning, which they allow that. You can do it.
You can scan at the store too. I don't think I'm ballsy enough to scan at the Lego store.
The last few times I've been in there, there's people standing around there and they're just scanning the.
Yeah. Every time I'm looking for like on the build a minifigure,
mm-hmm.
someone always comes over and is like, what are you looking for? Not in like a creepy way. They're like, what are you hunting for? Cause they can tell that I've been there like too long and there's like children trying to play. And, I've had them actually go in the back and get the piece I'm looking for. Cause I think they probably come in bags back there.
Yeah.
And they just dump, you know, the whole thing in and mix it up. So I've actually been looking for something, can't find it. And he'd say, like, I think when I was buying a little B-girl and they didn't have the wings in there. Mm-hmm. And he said, let me go see if I have some wings in the back. And he came back and had them. So for the longest time, I was like, I'm good. I'm just looking to see what's in here. But like, I've learned to just tell them because they're probably trying to help.
Yeah.
Because they probably just want you out of the store.
Yeah, they're usually very, very friendly. I've only been to like one. In Opry Mills, there was one time I went in there and there was one guy that was probably shouldn't be working there.
Everyone's always been very friendly to me at any of the ones I've ever been in.
But that guy was only there one time. That was years ago. I walked in there. Then after that, I haven't seen the guy. So maybe they got rid of him. But he was a little butthole. Not just me, to a lot of people.
Yeah. So they really are helpful. And, you know, it's that weird like balance also of like, you know, there's a lot of kids in here. There's a lot of adults in here.
Mm-hmm.
Lego's a weird blending of like their consumers are definitely of a different age.
Yeah. So I had at work, we had to do an inventory. So we're running around and there's so many different offices that have people have Lego sets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, this is crazy. And the one day she has she's a civilian. She works in like their front desk and she has like the flowers like everywhere. She doesn't have them all. She said, well, she says she has all of them, but she hasn't put them all together yet.
Yeah.
She's going to, her whole office is going to be the botanicals. And I'm like, man, this is pretty cool. And they're like, yeah. Then they're always like, we heard you're into loot. And I'm like, yeah, I'm really into it too. And now I got officers and people just messaging me. Did you see this one? Did you see this one? What about this? What about that? And
that's well, like, pretty cool. If you go look at them, like if you go to Target, it'll be like five kids with parents and then like five adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is that kind of mixture.
Like we said before, I love the botanicals have brought other new builders into this.
But the botanicals for sure changed the game with adult collecting. It's very mainstream now. And I'll be honest, that's what like reignited my love for Lego. I kind of cooled off on it. I was just buying here and there, basically when I was bored and felt like putting something together. And then botanicals got me back in. And they're still it's still my favorite line, like by far, not even close. But it's the reason I buy other things now. So, but yeah, that's all I bought. No games. I mean, I played some stuff, played the same old stuff. We played golf twice, I think, and we played Rocket League a little bit. Nothing major.
I will say I didn't buy the game, but where my dad works at, he comes across Lost and Founds, and someone basically lost a game. I never even knew this game was out. It's SNK's 40th anniversary collection.
I remember seeing it.
And he was like, "Hey, do you want this? We found it." I'm gonna share it.
Yeah, it's still just a blue screen on my side. There it goes.
This guy right here.
Yeah. Not a fighting game guy.
Well, it's not. It's a bunch of different games on it.
Oh, why did I think it was just fighting games? Oh, it just has like all the SNK stuff on it.
Yeah.
Is it a limited run deal?
No, it was
Or did it
released.
just
It
a
was, and they
regular
have
release?
different. There's a different cover. There's a black cover, and there's this one with a girl and everybody in the background. It has a game on there that I really, really like. It's one of my favorite games. It's called Baseball Stars.
Oh yeah, Baseball Stars is a great game.
Yeah, so it has that game on it, and I'm like, well, shoot, I want to. Oh yeah, I'll take it. See if where does they have a list of the game?
Yeah, it's a great game. Baseball Stars is a great game. SNK has some bangers, but I just, I don't, I spend so little time playing now that it's like, that's not where I'm going to spend my time.
Yeah. Well, I say I'll jump into what I played. I played a little bit of Fallout 76, and then I did play that game. Oh my God, I had remembered earlier this morning. Game you told me to play a couple weeks ago. Thank goodness you're here.
Oh yeah. Where you at on that?
I beat the game.
Okay, so you liked it.
Yeah, beat the game. I got 12 hours in. I'm working on the platinum now. I'm one away now.
I thought about going for the plat. I don't wish I would have looked at the trophies first, but had I looked at the trophies first, I would have played the game differently. The
Same.
first time I played it through, I missed some things that were very simple that now require you to play the full game over. Now, I will say, once you know what you're doing, you play the full game over in like probably 30 minutes. It's pretty quick, I think.
Yeah, man, I'm 12 hours in, and where lines, oh yeah, you can get the platinum in about 4 or 5 hours. I'm like, shit, I'm 12 hours into this game, and I don't even have the
Yeah.
platinum.
Now,
Even
it's
have all the
very
trophies.
British.
Yeah, and it's bare. There's some scenes in there. It's like, oh, this is definitely adult-oriented
It's
scenes.
very, yeah, there's some inappropriateness. But there's something super charming about that game.
Yeah. When I do the flashbacks on the game, reminds me of when I lived in Germany, some of the buildings and some of the
Yeah.
look and the way people, I was like, oh man, I remember that and I remember this. My wife was watching me play it and she's all like, what are you watching? I was like, this is a game. She's like, oh, that was some old German game. And she lived in Germany also.
The dude in the bed with a hand that like goes out.
Yeah.
It's like
Yeah. Be
super
sick.
gross. Yeah. That game, I wish more people would play that game that I know. I know it's very popular, but I wish more people that I know would play that game because it's kind of disturbing.
There's one where the guy gets plastered up against the wall and the milk is flying on him. He just sitting there, he's like,
Yeah. Yeah.
and the cops look at him like, yes.
And there's the couple
Oh,
that I guess you can join
yeah.
as a trophy. That game is a lot, but I'm glad you played it. It's really I really enjoyed that game. I haven't decided if I'm gonna go back to get the platinum or not, but I really enjoyed it.
Now that you know, say like, so now you do know where to go, and pretty much it's not hard. I didn't realize you needed like to hit everything, so I was able to go back and like smack everything and to get stuff. I'm missing the one where I have to get the all the animals. I didn't get the, I think the owl is what I'm missing. Yeah, I'll go back and play through to get the owl.
It's an interesting game. It's also a game that I found myself the first time I played it really lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And just wandering around until I happened to end up back where I wanted to be.
And with me, I played, like I said, Bidfall 76. I did complete more of the stuff I haven't done before on the original, like the first part of the game, a bunch of the Pioneer stuff, the Pioneer Scout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of doing like the normal, my normal run through, I'm trying to go back and get some of the older stuff taken care of. Let me figure out what I want to play yet. I want to play The Witcher, but then I don't want to be stuck in a game for 100 hours again.
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, I want to find some of the games that maybe like 10, 12 hours, 15, 20 hours instead of these 100-hour games, because I get like just dived into it and I'm in for a long time.
Well, it's like all your plan, too. Like when you have to invest 100 hours in something, it means like nothing else is getting played.
Yeah. And the farm, the farm together too. I mean, yeah, I got 200 some hours, but I was only playing like an hour here, hour there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd wake up and right before work, I would get 30 minutes in. I'd do my 30 minutes, 20 minutes, and I'm done.
You just did that every day since it came out, though, so it adds up.
Yeah, we didn't do any multiplayer game this week. You just said you got to play golf, but I didn't really get to stay up late. This week we had, since we're doing inventory, we had to go in a little early.
So the problem we have is a lot of times, you know, when he works late, he doesn't maybe get on till like 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so he texts me at 10 o'clock, you want to play golf? And it's like, I don't want to bug you and Patman at 10 o'clock, especially since I know you've been trying to go to bed earlier. So it's like, on those nights, I don't worry about it. You know, if we have a plan earlier, I shoot the message out to everybody. But like when there's not a plan earlier and, I don't really even know what we're going to play, it's like, I don't want to bug anybody.
Well, so you guys have, where you purchase the extra content, you have courses that me and Patman can't play.
Yeah, so the new thing, we got really competitive, or I messed with him and he got really competitive, and we keep getting in, and I win one, he wins one, and then we like tie one like every night. So we've been playing through courses on hard or easy and just improving our scores, trying to get like good scores posted on everything. He says we're not trying to play each other. We're trying to play our scores, but we're both trying to play each other.
Yeah.
And then we usually get like one or two of the putters before we go get off for the night. So we'll play a couple rounds of golf and then we'll jump on and find like two putters. And usually if he gets on at like around 9:30, we can usually play two courses plus find two putters. And it's usually like 11:15.
Yeah.
And we're kind of wrapping up. So it's not too bad. We still have an absolute ton of putters to find. We have all the balls in the game now. And so all we have left to get are the putters. And, I'm almost to the point where I'm like, I should just use a strategy guide and we should just rip through them.
Then that ruins the fun.
Kind of, but I don't even know how fun it is, because it's like, it's really good at first. You're like, oh, I know where this is at. I know where that's at. But then you get hung up on one.
Right. And you're spending 15 minutes looking for it.
And you're
just
flying around and everybody's irritated. And it's like, I don't know if that's a good time or not.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we need to get the game going again for multiplayer. I think we need to play stuff other than golf too, to keep Patman interested.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I had fun when we all got in there.
Too. We'll probably try. I'll send a text out this week. See if Patman wants to do something. Let's get into some news. There's a lot to go on. Try to go through pretty quick. PlayStation's showed up on, came out and said that their top downloads for the month of December. In the U.S., it was Ark Raiders, A2K26, Call of Duty Black Ops 7, Madden 26, and Grand Theft Auto 5. Ark Raiders is number two. Nothing really surprising on there. It Takes Two made the list. I've seen Avatar. Frontiers of Pandora was on the list. UFC 5.
You're not sharing your screen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So there's nothing surprising to me. Yeah. Or everything surprising, however you want to look at it. Dispatch is one that I'm going to play. I see it on the list.
Mm-hmm.
That's one I'm going to play. The more I hear about it, the more I just feel like I want to experience it.
Marvel Cosmic Invasion made the list.
That's a game that would be fun for us to all play.
Next one. They have a little thing here. They'll say the most played games on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4 games in the U.S. They're exactly copied from 2024 to 2025. Fortnite, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto 5, Roblox, and Minecraft. And the same. So they did not change.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. There was a CES was out last week, and they did an announcement. We're going to go over a little bit of stuff here and there, so I'm going to bounce around. But PlayStation has new controllers coming and new the covers. There's a red, a green, and like a neon greenish yellow, Mountain Dewish, then a blue. And it's kind of like a two-tone where the top part is like a black translucent and underneath it is a solid color.
That blue one.
That blue one almost looks like your shirt.
Yeah, but it's like the same blue as before, but it like fades to black now.
Yeah.
That I like that hyper lime.
These go on pre-order later this month. They come out in March.
Are those just for the pro systems?
No, it's supposed to be for either.
That's not the regular system, right?
The mini, maybe.
It looks funny.
The newer, smaller one.
Maybe it's just because it's vertical that it looks funny.
The wireless controllers will be $84.99. March 12th.
Now, do you feel compelled to get those controllers?
Yes.
Because they're not like tied in.
Right.
The red and the black looks pretty good, but I'll tell you, if I was going to get one of those, I know this may be a surprise, and I'd get that bright green one.
I do like the green one.
Yeah, that do-the-do hits for me.
So they also came out and said that Life is Strange is coming back, and they're bringing Max and Chloe back. Called Reunion. I know original OG Dan was a big fan of the Life is Strange games.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know if he still plans to play this, if he still considers himself a fan, because I feel like this is a series that's gone a little bit off the rails.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also like, you know, sometimes you catch fire and then you don't know, like, that's like the only thing you do. Like, you don't know how to do anything else. Like, I almost wonder if this well's not dry.
I remember, I think he said that he liked the story better with these two characters than the two brothers from the second one. 'Cause I played the first and second one.
Yeah, I just wonder if the well's dry. Like, I don't know what. Kind of like when people talk about Mass Effect, I'm like, what's that audience even look like? Mm-hmm. Like, what is the Life is Strange audience look like now at this point?
Right. Next one, Sony has patented AI assistants that can help you beat games or just beat the games for you.
Oh yeah, Platinum's here I come.
Right. Sony and Honda have teamed up, which we talked about this before, but this Alpha, that's Honda, Aphelia, one car can be customized with Astrobot and God of War dashboard.
It also comes with a PS5 built in.
Yeah.
That car.
Would this be a weird thing. Would this be tempting for you to get the one with the Astrobot at all?
If I had the car, I'd probably use the Astrobot dash, but I would never buy the car because it has it.
Yeah, but to me, when I look at the car, it doesn't look appealing to me.
Yeah, like I would never go like, hey, I'm going to go buy that car because it has Astrobot. But if I bought that car and I was looking through the dashes, that's the one for sure I would use. Mm-hmm. Car's also $90,000, and there's about 100 cars I could name that are more appealing to look at that are $100,000.
Next one, Sony has a bunch of studios coming out, and this on this website just shows the different ones of what they're working on. Polyphony Digital. They're working on, it says that they have Gran Turismo 7 coming and a bunch of other stuff. Imasabi, they're the ones working on Astrobot, but they're working on something else right now. It's a little project here. There's Fire Sprite. They did, see, Playroom VR Assistance. They're working on something, but they don't know. They think it could be Until Dawn 2. Well, I don't want to go through all of them. There's a bunch of games. Santa Monica Studios, San Diego Studios, Sucker Punch.
Yeah, this article's from Push Square if you want to go see it. And some of it, like Polyphony's always going to work on Gran Turismo. That's all they do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these are, we don't know what they're working on. There's a lot of code names in here.
And a lot of it's what interesting they think.
To see on some. Yeah.
All right, let's do some Xbox real quick. Phil Spencer has revealed the Xbox 25 logo. There's the new Xbox for 2025. Their 25th
it literally
year.
Literally, says Xbox and has the 25 underneath it.
Yeah.
It's pretty anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's,
I don't like the font of the 25.
Me neither. The more the old school neon retro sign looking.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of games coming to Xbox Game Pass. Some games have already come out. Ruined Bastards, Little Nightmares Enhanced Edition, Autumn Fall, Lost in Random, The Eternal Die, Rematch, Warhammer 40K, Space Marine, The Mastercraft Edition. There's Final Fantasy 1 have all come out. Coming soon, the next couple of days, Star Wars Outlaws, then My Little Pony, A Zephyr Heights Mystery. Next week will be Resident Evil Village, and then Mio, Memories in Orbit. All the games coming to the Xbox Game Pass. Let's see, there's 5 Xbox Game Pass titles getting new reveals and new games plus. A game called Aphelion, first look. We have Avowed. This game is also coming to PlayStation or Sony. Grounded 2, The Tower Born, and Densh Attack. All games coming. Based on new players, this is a list. So these are new, like, games have been out, but these are the newest players on Xbox. So these are games showing. Ark Raiders had 564,000 new players on Xbox. NBA 2K26, Mortal Kombat 1, a game about digging a hole, then EA Sports FC 26.
It's basically from Christmas to New Year's, so what they're saying are, like, these are people who probably got a system for the first time and this is what they played.
Yeah. Or that game.
Which is interesting to see that Ark Raiders is so high.
Mm-hmm.
And Mortal Kombat were so close to taking that top spot or the second spot.
Yeah. Ark Raiders did go on sale. It was like $10 off or 15% off or something like that.
It's down crazy to see a game about digging a hole up there.
Yeah.
I don't know what that game is, but I'll be honest, when I look at that list, I'm very interested in that game. You just dig a hole.
Yeah, I guess explore. Screenshots.
Yeah, I don't hate the idea of that. It's on Game Pass. I might check it out.
It's called A Game About Digging a Hole.
Yeah, I might check it out. What's that, Steam? Yeah, 4.5 with 10,000 reviews. I might check that out. It looks like you literally just dig a hole. It looks like you can dig a hole with friends.
Just, then you collect stuff. I guess if you buy things.
Man. Yeah, man. I'm going to check that out. I wonder if it's... Is that on PS5 or Xbox only?
Let's see. It's on Steam. Xbox. Yeah, on Xbox. It's on PlayStation.
It is on PlayStation? Well, how much does it cost?
$4.99.
$5. I'll probably check that out.
One player.
Oh, I did not see a circle of people.
Yeah, on that one I did.
On that video. It's only a 3.8 on PlayStation out of 320 ratings, which is crazy because it's a 4.5 out of 10,000 ratings on Steam. So I'm curious as if the PlayStation version just doesn't run that well or isn't as complete. Hold on. It says the original one on Steam and not PS5. It must be a clone. Interesting. Do some research before you buy that PlayStation one.
Yeah.
That game was called Digging a Hole, A Journey
This
to
one.
Something. Maybe that's the fake one. Yeah. Make sure you're looking at the right thing.
That's a 1.39 stars. That's the fake one.
Yeah. I hate that they're doing that now when you see a game and there's like 18 clones day one. And that convinces people to buy the wrong one. It's real shitty.
Yeah, so there's no play, there's no
Multiplayer.
no multiplayer. That sucks.
Yeah, I'll have to check into that. Maybe I'll try it on Xbox, make sure I like it.
All right. Xbox has begun licensing the old games for physical cartridges. There's more coming. Oh, look at that. Eva, they're
Yeah, it's
showing
cool.
Evercade, and it's a collection of Activision, bunch of games on it. You have a, you'll be able to get a physical version of it, so, which is cool to
You
have.
know, re-releases in this case just drive up the original price, even though it gives somebody a way to play them. All it does is you get that and go, I kind of wish I had the original. So
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
All right, so I saw this one. This guy took 20 years and he got the whole Xbox 360 collection, every game of the American version.
It's wild.
It's over at that 1,353 games. And then I saw this on Instagram first, and it was like saying someone posted a little thing saying GameStop message him and say, hey, we would like to buy all your thing. We'll give you $4 in store credit.
Says he's played around 800 of them.
Yeah. He's played around 800 and completed 1,000 on about
So he's
175.
basically platinum to 175 of them.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's a nice little setup right there. I like the big X in the middle.
Yeah, it's a nice little setup. I'll tell you when you know that's highly specialized though. Like you, he probably spent a lot of time, energy, and money to get that. And I don't know how valuable that is. So it has to be a passion project.
Yeah. And the way he's got some of these faces now, those are probably more of his more favorite games.
I think those are collector's editions. I think they're oddly sized.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
I see a box right here or something.
Yeah, I think the ones turned sideways. I'm like almost positive that Assassin's Creed is the collector's edition up there.
But yeah, I'm
Or there
looking at
maybe just
they
is
look a
more
little taller than the
rare
other
ones.
ones.
Yeah.
Right, next one, the 8-Bit Duo has unveiled during the ECS, they unveiled a new pro controller for the Xbox that you can basically take the whole pad apart. It comes with different stuff, so you can change the joysticks, the touchpad, the buttons, everything can come off can be removable.
They definitely make the best third-party controllers that I have personally had my hands on.
Next is some Nintendo. Really big Nintendo Animal Crossing does have a big, huge update coming on the 16th. They're adding a bunch of stuff on there. If you go to the website, they actually have like a little thing on it to where, and it changes daily. So if it's someone's one of the characters' birthday, like today as we record, it's Maddie's birthday. And you can celebrate their this birthday, give them a gift in the game. You go to click on to the new season. Should I click? There's a website you go to and you click on it, it shows you all the new stuff coming. There's a hotel you can that's coming off the dock, so you get on one dock. The guy that sits in a boat that drives around, he actually has more involvement. You meet his family. There's a bunch of new stuff coming to the, and they're getting rid of a bunch of stuff too.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it pulls me back in. I really just want a new game though. Like, I got that island where I wanted. I'm happy with it. I feel like I got what I wanted out of that game. I really want them to do something new.
And apparently you can go in and get a new island. You can start completely over, and you can do it to where the maps are different. You can get an island that has no river in it. You can get an island that has a river that goes through it. You can do.
See, but I don't want to start over on that. Like, I already did all that in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really stuck to, like, I just want a new game, and I don't know if we're going to get one this generation.
Not with all the new jobs and new plants and flowers and trees.
Yeah, I think if I played again, like if I started over with a new island, it would feel like New Horizon Deluxe. Like, it's not going to feel like a new game. It's just going to feel like, oh, it's more content. But I just don't know that I have it in me. I spent so much time and energy getting that dialed in the way I want it.
All right. Nintendo launches My Mario. We talked about this before. It launched in Japan. A couple weeks ago, now it's in New York and San Francisco. The San Francisco store opens on February 19th. But it's a bunch of products, different toys, different things on there. As you see in the picture, if you can't see in the picture, but as I'm sure, picture here is a bunch of little trinkets and blocks and onesies and for it.
Yeah, if I had a baby, be all in.
And then Nintendo added some more music to their library. Fire Emblem Path of Radiance is coming to the Nintendo music. Keep on adding it. Nintendo has also announced two new Joy-Con controller colors. There's a purple and a light green.
I like those.
Hmm.
They're for the Switch 2, correct?
They're for the Switch 2 only.
Yeah, they look
apparently
good.
The Switch had these two colors already.
Yeah, they look good. Gonna make me that Animal Crossing Switch 2.
Yep. Mario Tennis Fever has been announced. They have a little trailer for it. I'm into exclusively for Nintendo Switch 2. Comes out on February 12th.
I don't think I like Mario in shorts.
No. There was a rare Wii U dev kit pro controller has come out, and this is what it looked like. Someone found it in the wild. Until they use the hell out of it.
Well used, yeah.
Yeah.
All the back is super sketch.
Mm.
You can see like circuit board on the back. I think
people collect that stuff. They want those dev kits.
But if you found this, let's say you go to like Goodwill or whatever and you find this on the shelf, you're gonna think this is some sort of bastard third party controller that was a piece of junk, and you like sometimes I don't think you don't know what you're looking at because this looks homemade.
And there's nothing on there that says Nintendo.
Right. It looks homemade. It looks like a crappy controller.
Mm. Right. Tetris 99 and Animal Crossing have a match, like a team up.
Collab.
Yeah. This is just too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot going on.
Yeah. They're showing a screenshot of it, and there's so much in the background. And in, during CES, GameSir is another game controller company. They have this Hyperskin X5 Eltron game thing for the Switch and Switch 2. It's a controller. It's different looking. You can change them out, the pads.
Yeah, it's cool. They have like the GameCube one.
All right. Do this one last. Fortnite and South Park are teaming up. So South Park characters are coming to Fortnite, which we know they're going balls to walls with getting collabs. The trailer looks wild and hilarious.
Yeah. They're in mech suits.
Yeah, the characters are from Stick of Truth.
Yeah, they're in Butters has a Stick of Truth if you watch the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It's how they get there. It seems well done. I get a lot of people on TikTok that I see playing TikTok. It looks, or playing Fortnite, and it looks fun. I mean, it doesn't make me want to play it, but it's cute.
Yeah.
Even on the free pass, you can get the glider, which is pretty cool. But their school bus gets turned into the bang bus, and they fly up, and it's fun.
Mm.
Should you say school bus and bang bus in the same sentence? No. But the tie-in looks really cool.
Yeah. There's a rumor of Fallout 3 and New Vegas remakes are reported happening. There's like on one of the maps on Fallout 4, there's like it looks like a place you can go when you open up your Pip-Boy, but it's actually a date, like a revealing date. So people are wondering if something's going on there. They've asked some people with Bethesda, and they're being hush hush with it. Fallout 5 has been greenlit. It is coming out, according to Todd Howard. So
this show is a powerhouse, and it has reignited the people's love for Fallout. And New Vegas is, you know, for a lot of people, that is the game that they will always love the most, no matter what. I have people, friends who have played that game 100 times and still play through it.
Right. Then if you play New Vegas, I mean, it's only 15 years before the TV show.
Yeah. And I love, you know, for me, that's Fallout 3. I adore Fallout 3. I'm not going to play it again, but I adore it. Or I don't think I'm going to play it again. Maybe I will. But, you know, New Vegas is... Look, before I played Fallout 3, I didn't even know I liked games like that.
Mm.
Like, and I didn't play Fallout 3 when it was new. Like, I fought it for a long time, and then I was like, oh my God. And then I got New Vegas, and New Vegas was great. Right. And then by the time Fallout 4 came out, I had cooled a little bit on it. It was fine. It was cool to be back in that world, but it felt like more of the same. What I love about Fallout is the aesthetic.
Mm.
The aesthetic is what's so great to me, and it's why I also like the show. It's like seeing all that, seeing all the props they use, the way they do it, the way the vaults look.
Yeah.
You know, and then thinking about like vault life actually doesn't seem that bad to me,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. But then when you know what's out in the real world, you're like, no, thanks. You know, you know, you're just down there happy go lucky underground, not knowing anything's wrong. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. I didn't play Fallout at all. Like I fought trying to play, like even getting Fallout 3 or New Vegas. I didn't, my first one was Fallout 4.
Uh-huh, which is crazy. It's crazy that knowing how much you love Fallout now to think that you weren't even interested in the other Fallout.
Yeah, not at all. Right. Black Ops 7, speaking of Fallout, has a tie-in also with Fallout. You get to play as the characters from the show.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah, Maximus, Lucy, and... I forget what his actual name is. The ghoul.
Yeah, I forget too. Now we need to find it before we move on so people don't hate you.
I think it's just the ghoul.
No, he has a name for sure.
Yeah, I know his real name, but...
Well, he's Walter Goggins in real life. I swear he has a name in the game, though.
He does, because...
How hard would it be for them just to list what's actually in this?
Yeah.
Oh, there. Hold on right there. There's a ghoul special event. Let's see.
Cooper. Cooper Howard.
Yep.
Right. Hi-Fi Rush is getting a physical edition. Wasn't that one of your games? Didn't you like that game?
I never played it.
Okay. Or was it Matt?
I don't know. I never played it. I don't know that he did either. It's okay. Also Walton Goggins. I said Walter Goggins earlier.
I thought one of you guys, I thought someone on the show, like a long time ago, that was
I never.
Like,
Dan might have played it. I never played that.
Getting a limited run games is getting a physical version of. All right. There's a rumor of a surprise Witcher 3 expansion. The last one they did was Wild Hunt. They're talking about doing another one. This Polish website has come out with some coding and stuff like that, and they found out there could be another thing coming for before Witcher 4 way comes out years from now. I guess with the game, with the TV show being popular, they're like, hey, let's get some more people into it. I just watched the newest season behind, mm-hmm. but I watched the newest season of The Witcher, the Hemsworth.
Yep.
Wasn't bad. As I watched the season, he felt more and more like the character. All right, so this article talks about GameStop. GameStop CEO is looking for a $35 billion payout. If he can get the store to hit a $100 billion market cap, he will score $35 billion himself. So he's doing everything he can to make sure he's getting there. He's closed multiple stores, hundreds of stores. Last year, apparently, he's going to close a bunch more this year. He's doing a big coupon thing where you get like a 20% coupon. People are losing their mind off of it. They're talking about adding maybe do another Trade Anything Day, some more of those. Someone traded in like $30,000 worth of stuff.
It says they're at a tenth of that evaluation right now, so they're not close.
Yeah.
He's got a ways to go. He's the, isn't he the Chewy guy?
Ryan Cohen.
Yeah, I think he's the guy that started Chewy.
Yeah.
You might want to double check that, but I think it's the same guy. Or he started something. Yeah, yep. CEO of Chewy. Founder and CEO. Yeah, so he started Chewy. That's where his money comes from.
Is he worth $5.1 billion right now?
Not a bad thing to be worth.
No. All right, so during the CES showcase, they showed a bunch of game stuff. Want to read through to see where was some stuff. Avowed, Airborne, RuneScape celebrates 25th anniversary. Let's see, Grounded 2, The Expanse, Osiris Reborn. That's a game I'm looking into. They showed Dino Blade. Let's see, Sand something. There's updates, Shadow of Road, Cube, Mortal, Forsaken, Outward 2. They showed a bunch of games. I'm not going to go through a list of all of them because there was about 30 games. There's Grounded 2. No Blade. Showing a bunch of release dates. A bunch of games that I thought looked pretty cool looking. Scrolling down. There's one that looks like one of the medieval dynasty.
Yeah.
Last Man Standing. All right. Stop there. Next one. They did announce a bunch of VR and AR stuff. There's a bunch of tech coming. Asus got this laptop that actually folds out to a bigger screen. It looks like a 17-inch screen. It can go to like 19, then up to 22 to 23 inches. And it just, the screen just folds out. There's a game server put a little tiny racing wheel on this one controller. The middle of it is the racing wheel.
I bet that's shit to use.
Mm-hmm. A-Bit Duo showed off like a little new smartphone. It looks like a Game Boy. Yeah, well, it's not
really. I like it. It's like a controller attachment, but I like the way it looks. It's made to play vertical, which everything they put out is made to play horizontal. So yeah. I thought it was cool that they're kind of different approach.
Show keyboards, mouse, this holographic anime PAL for your desktop. I know that's going to be pretty popular there.
Yeah, people are going to do gross things to that, but yeah.
Yeah. Headsets. There's the screen. Lenovo, not Asus.
Yeah, I think Asus has the one that folds up.
Yeah.
That one folds out.
Metal Gear knife. There's the... Then they showed off the Lenovo Legion Go 2 Steam OS. They have a new handheld. And the controllers on there, well, they have Joy-Cons or whatever. I don't know what they're going to call them. But you can take those off. Then dock the screen. interesting they're doing. I wonder if you can, if they're going to have different versions of the.
I don't think so. They never did with the first one. Their first ones was detachable too, and I don't think they ever made other versions of them. I think it's just so you can play it like tabletop. I think it's also nice to be able to replace them.
Yeah. Charge them separately. Right. Then there was, so this MetaQuest as they're slashing the shipment on the quest. They didn't sell as much as they were hoping. They're switching to the AI glasses instead. They're still going to do MetaQuest, but their main focus is going to be on the AI glasses. Then Apple has also pulled back on their Apple Vision Pro at $3,500. They didn't sell as much. They only shipped out 45,000 units in quarter four compared to last year when they sold 190,000 units. And so the newest one, which is going to be a cheaper version, they've delayed that one.
That's what people want, is a cheaper version. Mm-hmm. So expensive.
All right. That's all the gaming news. Last but not least, we're going to go over a couple Lego stuff got announced. But the big thing on CES was the Smart Brick. It was announced. They showed a whole trailer of how it was going to work. I thought the trailer was really, really cool looking. They have the resets coming out with it. They're all Star Wars sets. Apparently, the Star Wars sets have pre-orders have already stopped it from, or can't pre-order it now. Already sold out in pre-orders. Going to be a little bit. Now, what did you think?
I will say the Smart Brick is something that I'm interested in from like a light perspective and how they do it, how they make it work with different lights and things like that, because they show it lit up in a lot of scenes. Like when they had used it as like on a helicopter, I think he had like flashing lights on it. I'm interested in it from that perspective. I will say a lot of the stuff they showed off felt like the Mario sets to me. Like those Mario sets they have all feel like the Super Mario sets all feel like that they were just R&D for this Smart Brick.
Yeah.
Because as you move those through the levels, they do different things and they interact different ways when you put it on different things. It just feels like that was just R&D for this. I will tell you, I was a little underwhelmed when I saw it work. I get it. It's great for children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it does for me. What I want is very, very good Lego lighting. And I don't know that that's going to do this. Like, I don't know that that's what this is.
Yes, yeah, I don't think it is either.
And like, it's cool that you can do the sounds and everything like that. It sounds like there's a lot of flexibility when it comes to design. And I think people will do really cool things. But it didn't excite me the way that I thought. And I'll be honest with you, I was also highly disappointed that the first three sets were all Star Wars. I don't mind three Star Wars sets. I would have loved to see three sets in addition that weren't Star Wars.
Or just one Star Wars, one city, one space, or just something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, there are lots of good candidates that aren't just Star Wars. So I thought it was kind of like, if you don't collect Star Wars or just want to buy the Smart Brick, these are not going to be for you.
Yeah.
So yeah. I thought that was a little disappointed.
The prices of them are ridiculous. Like
they're also high as hell. Yeah.
Yeah, the throne room. I mean, I had the throne room one. They were talking about the original was only like $60, and now this is $160.
Yep.
Comes with two of the Smart Bricks.
I'm not ready to write it off. I'll definitely at some point get something that comes with it and try it out. But just in looking at it, I think it's more for play than it is for anything else.
Next one, they announced some more polybag sets. They show like a little hot rod. There's an orange cat playing with a toy. There's like a flamingo and looks like a lion with a party hat on. It's like a little party animal. There's another little go-kart racer. I saw that one, thought maybe you'd get that one with the other racing.
The downhill stuff all has the same kind of wheels on it. They're not those kind of wheels. Mm-hmm. And then I just bought those.
F1.
Yeah, no, I bought the, what are they called? The rods that come with the babies. And they have a different type of wheel on them too.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably won't. They make a bunch of go-kart stuff and I don't have any of it. But it would be cool to have the city set up with a little go-kart track.
There's Ariel, little birthday set. Friends flower set.
No, I like that little. Scroll back up to that friend set. I could see me getting the 30721. Not because of the minifig, but I would like to have a little flower stand like around my Lego stuff. It's a cute little set there. I would do that one.
There's a hot rod car. That was it. Now Lego in the World Cup has a soccer ball set coming out. It's going to be $130. It's a 2,482 pieces.
If you bought the FIFA one, then you should definitely buy the ball.
Yeah, the set is a 43019.
It opens up. It looks just like the way the trophy opens up and had this stuff inside. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Next one, there's the newest Ferrari set coming. It's a Ferrari F2004 with Michael Schumacher in it. It's set 11375 in March.
People are going wild for this thing.
Yeah.
Everybody online is talking about it. And I don't know if it's because they're F1 fans or they're Michael Schumacher fans, but people are going wild over this. And everyone's talking about all the possibilities for all the throwback ones now. And it does come with a tiny Michael Schumacher.
It is $80.
Yeah, people are going
wild. $89.99. All right, next one. Some new botanicals they've announced. Mm-hmm. They have Mangolia branches.
They look super cool. Everybody keeps saying they get Stranger Things vibes from these.
Oh, yeah, with the Demogorgon. Yeah, 11510. It is going to be $49.99. It's coming March 1st. The next one is a sunflower bouquet set 11502.
Really cool looking.
That one is $59.99, March 1st as well.
A lot of people complaining that they didn't do a little tiny bee to go on the sunflower.
You know someone's going to do that. Yeah,
I've heard a lot of people being like, I'm going to put bees on these. They should have bees.
Over 75 projects qualify for the Lego Ideas 2025 review stage. I'm not going to go over a bunch, all of them, but there's a bunch of stuff we've talked about before.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that we'll get it. Next one, the Brick Designer Program has announced their sets, the prices, the full scale, what they look like. The ship. The big privateer ship is $350. I love this ship. It looks awesome with all the minifigures in it. Walt, the little robot, actually looks a little better than what we were thinking. He's got like a little shipping container. He's only going to be $40.
His shipping container has all his different expressions and pieces in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it like stores all the way you can customize him.
The sushi restaurant looks almost pretty much exactly how the original it person did
so
it.
So good.
$279.99. The Alchemist shop looks pretty much the same.
Also looks great, yeah.
$199 or basically $200. The antique shop is way more than what I thought it was going to be.
So let me tell you, here's the problem I have. It's big. So what happened is I told you I'm not interested in it. Then I saw the video of the finalized piece, and I saw the cabinet open, and I was like, I am going to get it. Because when you look inside the cabinet, the setup is like beautiful. Like what they have inside of it. They have the minifigs. I'm like, it's awesome inside. And then I saw the price and I was like, they've lost their mind. I don't know why that I thought this was going to be like $60 or something.
Which is weird. It's here from Bricklink. It says $109.
Yeah. The one you just owned said $200.
Yeah. Here said $199.
And the TikTok thing I saw said it was $200 also. But I thought it was going to be like $69.
Now, for $110, I think this would be worth it for $110.
I might get it for $110, but the video I saw also listed $200, so now I'm unsure about the price. But I don't necessarily want it for any of the things that you're clicking on now, but it's all the pieces that go in the cabinet, especially that orange one and the white one with the clear heads and the green one with the clear heads. They look real good on those minifigs, and it comes with the minifigs.
Yep.
I'm definitely considering it, and if it's $109, I probably will get it. If it's $200, I won't even consider it. But I thought it was going to be like $60.
Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to get out of this. I'm not a fan of a lot.
The sushi shop is awesome. It doesn't make sense for me, but it's awesome. I don't think I'm going to get anything other than the antiques, and that'll only be if it's the right price. If it's $100, I'll do it. But if it's not, I'm not going to get anything, and I'll feel okay about that.
Today, as of right now, I don't think maybe antique and the Walt robot one, just to have it.
You're not going to get the ship?
Because then I'm going to want all the ships.
Yeah. Walt still looks like if I went on Amazon and typed in brick building robot. Like, he still doesn't look like a Lego set to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about it. It looks very generic to me. He's got a bunch of points of articulation.
Like the batteries in the back.
The idea is neat. The price is great. He just, for some reason, looks very generic to me. Maybe it's the face they keep showing him with. Maybe that's the problem.
This one.
I secretly want him to be Astrobot also. The hearts is cute. Yeah, maybe I do like him. You could set him up for holidays. Hmm. Maybe I will get him for $40. Maybe I'll buy them all. Who knows? I'm a moron.
I was it. All right. Then last, the little news. Series 29 has kind of been hinted for the classic mini or the Lego mini series, the minifigures. In the book, when you open the thing, on the very bottom right corner, it has like a little guide. It says classic series 29 coming in May.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
So they're thinking that the minifigures are going to be the classic minifigure. So we'll have like, you know, the classic policeman, classic firefighter, classic spaceman with different colors.
You're going to go wild for that.
Yeah. Because I'm a classic guy.
Yeah.
Which is weird because they've already done some of that with them when they did the gumball machine.
Now, what's crazy is it's quite a departure to go from animals to classics.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one extreme to the next. So it'll be interesting to see what that ends up being.
Yeah, I saw someone had like a good like mock-up. Picture. Yeah, mock of what they thought it would be.
Yeah.
A bunch of the classics, but I tried to find it. I couldn't find it. It was on Instagram looking.
I'm going to get them whatever they are. Going forward, I plan to get all of them. Oh, scroll up. There was one that he had some renderings there. He just shows Space Guy, Knights, Pirates. Yeah, those don't hit hard for me, but I will get them all.
Yeah, those are cool. I like that. All right, well, that's all I had this week.
That's all I have too.
Long episode as usual. Not as long. A little longer. If you like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me, anything on socials at X or Instagram, contact me at hofnshow, hofnsho, or game_stitch. That was episode 672. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.